Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren on B105, Tuesday, March 3rd. And I say this all the time, Beer Never Broke My Heart. It is the best song to wake up to, like you blast. It's your B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. Today, going to see some fog. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 42, not too windy. Going to be a nice spring-like day, although I don't really want to say that because, you know, we know what happens. We don't want to jinx it. So I want to mention this. 3 Minnesota campsites just shined big time in the National Camping Awards. So, you know, this is something we know a lot about. We're a region big on camping. Well, there's a website called CampSpot. They are the leading campground booking platform. And each year they honor the best campgrounds and campsites across the country in Canada. They look at glamping, unique campsites, family-friendly spots, and more. And so 3 in Minnesota made the cut, which I thought was cool. Two Rivers Campground in Tubing and Royalton, Camp Dells in Waterville, and then even a northern Minnesota spot made the list. Black Beach Campground in Silver Bay. Now, they came in at number 2 on the list of top public campgrounds, which is great. Obviously, there's so much to do and look at. The scenery is beautiful. And then Camp Dells in Two Rivers Campground in Tubing. They got 2nd and 3rd place when it came to top campgrounds for families. So book those sites as fast as you can, B105country.com, and your B105 app. You can read more there. And then, you know, lots of people probably going to be mad about this, but the city of Duluth is letting the public know that it's about to get a little more expensive to park on city streets. And there's also changes to how you pay on the way. So they just shared this update at the end of last month. They laid out that its parking services division will be rolling out some significant changes that will be fully implemented by spring tourist season. So we have a little bit of time left. So Duluth's coin-operated parking meters are being removed. So definitely note that. You can pay using the Park Duluth app. You can scan a QR code on parking signs, things like that. And then prices are going to go up for street parking, a rate increase from $1.50 to $2 per hour. And that's also going to be implemented during the spring rollout. So there's a lot of different changes. You can read about all of them, like I said, on our app and B105country.com. And there you go. Nope, nothing gets people more heated than talking about parking. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Coming up, Morgan Wallen, Ella Langley, Shaboozy, Jelly Roll, and more on B105. Good morning. I think Tyler Hubbard should write a song called 5'3", 5'2¾". Anyways, let's talk about Ella Langley. She's just killing it. You know, she is having the most incredible, like, run, that one of the biggest runs that I can ever remember anybody having in country music. So she just did an interview. I don't know if she was supposed to say this, but she said that she got a text from Keith Urban and that they recorded a duet together. She said she also finished her Dandelion album there, or worked on part of her Dandelion album there. She said, I was just sitting there and Keith Urban texted me, and then he was listening to some of my music, and it was just really cool. So I can't imagine that that song would be on her album, because he texted her, so it's probably on his next album. But it's kind of like Lainey Wilson. Like, everybody wants, like, the Lainey Wilson touch. You know, she's been in so many duets and collaborations, and now I feel like this is the case with Ella, too. So we will see. She also said in an interview that she wants to do, like, a thriller movie or an old-school scary movie, which I thought was super interesting. You know, maybe she got that idea from Riley Green, because he is in the new Yellowstone spinoff Marshals, which premiered this weekend. Now, feel free to fact-check me, but I don't think he's going to be in it until the 4th episode. He did an interview with Extra TV where he hinted his character, Garrett, will not be in it until the 4th episode, or at least he won't be in the first 3 episodes. So not going to give any spoilers on the show, but Riley has been promoting it, and he said he turned to Tim McGraw when he wanted to take the leap into acting, because of course Tim's been in some critically acclaimed things. He and Faith Hill were both in 1886, which is a Yellowstone spinoff. And then he said it was really fast how everything happened, because he flew out to audition for his role in this show on a Saturday, and then he said he flew back, got the role, and had to be shooting Monday. So very fast. He's also friends with Luke Grimes, who is the main star of the show. Just put out some country music once, has been doing the country music thing. And so he and Riley kind of fed off each other, which I thought was fun. So, like I said, not going to give any spoilers about the show. Came out on Sunday, but you can read all about it, e105country.com. And last but not least, I am Team Lauren Elena for this one. So she was just on tour with Rascal Flatts. I believe it's all wrapped up now. And she shared a video from one of the last shows, and the people were just ripping into her in the comments, and I hate that. I hate that. I feel like everybody is way too comfortable doing that these days. So she posted a rant on social media, and she basically said, we need to stop commenting on women's bodies in 2026. She said, I'm postpartum. I used to have an eating disorder, and all of your comments really did affect me. I'm a real person. So many people weighed in on the comments too. Ashley Cook, Carly Pierce. I know it happens to men as well, but I'm here for a rant. And you know, if you make Lauren Elena mad, you really did something wrong, because she is like known for just being fun and bubbly. But yeah.
Keith Urban, Somebody Like You on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 720. And what's the weather today? Going to be partly sunny, 43. Has it been this warm since I've been gone?
No.
Oh, so I just brought the warm.
I can't remember because you were gone for a while. The days blurred together, but I feel like, did we get snow when you were gone, or was that before? I don't know. No,
we had
it was
dumped
not this
on
warm.
Before I went.
It was super windy too. Yeah. Super windy. So.
Well, anyway, that's 43 today, partly sunny. Let's do half a minute to win it right now. 727-B105. What's the prize?
So we have Tommy's Express Car Wash, which everybody could use right now, including myself. Tickets to Comedy Night at Dublin. And we have a question, Ken, that I think it's gonna speak to you.
Yeah, I get it. I can see where you're coming from that.
This is one of your favorite things.
Yeah, and I didn't realize today was a special day. So we'll have to talk about that. Okay, 727-B105, call now if you want to play. And we'll have fun. It's not hard. We have to have you name three things in under 30 seconds. You make this really easy today, I think.
You know, Tuesdays, you know how I feel about Tuesdays.
Yeah, right.
They're
gotcha.
Tough. So.
And it's my first day back, too, so we'll make it easy. Russell Dickerson right now, Happen to Me on B105. Russell Dickerson, Happen to Me on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. All right, half a minute to win it. Let's go. Let's play here. Let's see who we got. You ready, Lauren?
Let's do it.
So this is where we have you name three things in 30 seconds, okay? And today's special because it's National Soup It Forward Day. So
yeah, you're supposed to make other people soup.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see what we got here. Let's see if we go to the phone. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Amos.
Hey, Amos. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, Amos, you got 30 seconds. To name us three types of soup, because it's National Soup It Forward Day. So, three types of soup. Can you do that for us?
Yep.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Tomato soup, ravioli, beef soup.
Beef soup? Beef noodle, yep. Beef chicken, beef vegetable, yeah.
Beef stew, we'll give it to
sure.
you, Amos.
Way to go, Amos. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. That's half a minute to win it today, and National Soup It Forward Day. So what's this Soup It Forward Day supposed to be?
So it encourages us to, quote, deliver love and kindness by the bowlful. So if you make a pot of soup, you bring it to work, you share with your neighbors.
You ever make homemade soup?
That's like one of the things that I used to be able to make. I haven't had a kitchen for a while.
It's not done yet?
No. But.
Wow.
If you only knew. But, yeah, so I used to actually be able to make some soup. One time I made my husband, when we just started dating, he probably didn't realize what he was getting into, like homemade chicken noodle soup. It was phenomenal. It was like one of the last times I ever but
wow.
So he probably was like, wow, she can do it all.
That was one of the last times you ever
I'm not kidding. I think it was. But anyways, so.
Funny.
Soup it forward. Bring
okay.
us some soup.
Nice. Wow. He's like, wow, what a catch I've got. The chicken noodle soup, whatever
and
I want.
And that was the beginning and the
that
end.
That was the hook. Okay. Weather forecast up next with Fox 21 on B105. Ella Langley on B105. It's Houston, Texas. 7:38 and Ken's Weird News. We're back to it. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? I'm talking about, you ever heard about this woman? Her name was Baba Vang. You ever heard?
No, I have
you
not.
You never heard?
No, unfortunately,
Baba Vang.
I have not.
All right, she was a Bulgarian attributed mystic and healer who claimed to have foreseen the future. Her followers say that she is here's a story, and this is allegedly true. When she was a young teenager, she was caught in a whirlwind and thrown into a nearby field and injured, and she became blind after that. right?
Oh my gosh.
But then the followers of her claim that she's predicted a lot of things about the future. Like some of the things that people say that she's predicted was the date of her own death, the dissolution of the Soviet Union, September 11th attacks, the election of the first African-American president of the United States would be the 44th president, which turns out to be, right? So, you know, this psychic stuff, you believe in some of that, right?
Yeah, some of it, you know. I'd have to do more research to say, what's her name?
Baba Vanga.
Baba?
B-A-B-A.
I got to do more research to see if I believe Baba.
Baba Vanga. Sorry, I got that. Baba Vanga.
Maybe I think I believe more in, like, mediums than psychics. I don't know. I've never met a psychic.
You never, you don't recognize her face?
I don't recognize
I'm
Baba.
I'm surprised that you would know, you don't recognize Baba. Okay, so anyway, what she have for 2026? Well, things are coming in, you know, with the whole, man, I leave for a week, I come back, everything's different, I'll tell you that much.
I feel like I lived 10 lives while you were gone.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, heck of a time for me to pick to go to Mexico too. Like literally the port we were going to is where all that went down.
Everyone was asking like what, if you were okay. I'm like, I don't think he has service, so I'll just talk to him when he gets back.
I didn't have service, but somehow the world found me anyway. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she said for 2026, the prediction is that there will be a large, a large alien craft will show up in November in our skies. So
okay,
that's that. And then, a couple other little things like World War III. But that comes up.
I don't want to.
That comes up every single time something's happening.
Every year, psychics say that's going to happen. So let's
And you're usually on the psychic beak for predictions.
Yeah.
About, you know.
They were all really dark for this year, so I took
Yeah, turn around. Yeah. Forget it. Mm-hmm. And then you said something about Bigfoot?
Yeah, so I saw this. Bigfoot sightings have skyrocketed in this place in Britain called Cannock Chase. I guess it's like a wooded area. So apparently so far in just January and February, there have been 35 Bigfoot sightings. And that is more than all of last year in this area. So ghost enthusiasts, supernatural experts, they're saying, big things are happening right now.
Large, hairy, bipedal creature in the woodlands across Wales, Lincolnshire, and Sussex. Mm-hmm.
35 so far. Last year there was only 30 across the whole year. So we will see.
Who knows?
I want a Loch Ness monster sighting. That's what I want.
Okay, good luck with that.
I know.
I saw whales.
That's kind of the same, but not really.
Not quite. But I can see how somebody. Well, we won't get into it. That's Ken's weird news. We'll get back to planet Earth and present time right now. Lawrence Country Lowdown, B105, what's up?
Okay, so Megan Maroney and Ella Langley, I hope that they can be friends because they've just made history together. So Megan Maroney, she just had a major career milestone. It was announced yesterday. Cloud 9 is the number one album on the Billboard 200. That's all genre. So a big deal. She sold over 147,000 units in the first week and marks the biggest first week for any country artist this year. And that includes like Zach Bryan, who I believe put out an album earlier this year. And it's the biggest first week for a country album for a female in 2 years. So killing it. She's the fifth woman in country music in the last 10 years to do this.
What's that to do with Ella Langley?
So Ella Langley now is also back on top of the Billboard Hot 100 with Choose in Texas. So remember when she was asking fans to stream it because she's like, we have something. We have an opportunity to do something big here. Well, it went number one then. Dropped for a few weeks, and now 3 weeks later, it's back at number one. So Megan and Ella are the first women who record country music, perform country music, all that, to lead Billboard's premier all-genre song and albums charts at the same time. This has not happened since 1958.
Do you think that those two have a beef with each other?
I do. I do think they have a beef.
Because of Riley Green?
I don't think they're fighting because they both dated Riley Green, because I don't think Ella did, but I think that something happened. I think something bad happened because, you were gone. You should be glad you were gone because I've just been blaring Megan Maroney's album.
Okay.
There's a lot of songs about Riley Green.
I heard it in Mexico.
Yeah, and there's like a really mean song about him on there. So I just feel like there's some beef. I don't think they were fighting over him, but I think that something happened.
Interesting.
But hopefully this will, bring them together. So we'll just end it there on a high note.
That's a high note? Oh, the story about her. Thought you meant the beef.
Will we ever know their beef? Probably not.
I don't know.
Drop the tea.
Beef is what's
ladies.
For dinner. Okay. 751 B105 Lauren's Country Lowdown. Thank you, Lauren. Nice to be back. Experience this firsthand with you again. Feels like it's been an eternity.
It feels like it's been 100 years.
It's been a week.
Felt very long, okay? I've been talking to myself a lot.
What else is new? Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So coming up, I want to talk a little bit about my the weird things that happened on my trip. Because what a strange time, you know?
Oh, okay.
Well, you know the whole Mexico thing that happened?
Yeah, you literally left on like the day that happened.
I know. And without cell phone service, it was crazy. And being in Mexico when all this was going down, it was crazy. So I'm going to tell you about that coming up about 8:10, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, hang on.
You really have been through it.
It was like my first time to Mexico and this happens.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We'll talk about that next. B105. Jason Aldean, Cheese Country on B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Today, temperatures are going to be what? I lost
40?
My
43?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 40. Yeah, right. Partly sunny, 43. Wow.
It was like so cold this week. I like can't remember what happened in New York because so much happened, but like Saturday, I was like going, and it was like a feels like of 10 below. I said, no, never mind.
Well, I must have brought back the warmth with me because it's been pretty
after
nice.
Seeing your pictures, I'm like, I need to go to the Caribbean. But I'm going to Ames, Iowa, so it's kind of the same.
We weren't in the Caribbean. We were on the other side. We were
somewhere warm.
We were near where all the stuff was going down. I'll talk about that next, okay?
Okay. Boots on the ground. Look at this.
Well,
investigate.
B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So we're on our cruise, right? And we finally make it to a Mexican port that's not under a siege.
Okay, I should not laugh. That's not funny. So but it's the way you said that.
We get to Mazatlan, and it's like 90 degrees, and we're walking through. And I'm there with my wife and my daughter. My wife woke up that morning not feeling the best, but she's a trooper, and she went out on shore with us. And my daughter, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but within like a block of getting to Mexico, both of them just like fell apart. Like my wife was like, I feel so nauseous. We're in the middle of Mexico walking down a street. My daughter is like going, I'm dying. It's so hot. You know, it's not good. Right. Yeah. And we're trying to find shade for them. Meanwhile, I'm like, how am I the one handling the heat here?
Right.
Better than everybody else. So end up, I'm looking at two of them. They're fading fast. I'm like, I got to get them somewhere cool. So I flagged down a Mexican taxi. And then I proceeded to ask, I had about a 10 minute conversation trying to pull every Spanish lesson I can remember from 20 some years ago in high school, you know?
Yeah. I get it.
Trying to figure out pesos, this whole peso thing. I'm like, is this in dollars or pesos? What is this? Is that $180 for a bottle of water? What is going on here? You know,
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to find bottled water because they're dehydrated, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm like running around. I find a little Mexican ice cream shop, and then they had bottled water, but half of them looked like they'd already been opened and then sealed again. So I'm like,
no, that's a no for me.
Oh my gosh.
As I am very paranoid.
Yeah. So anyway, finally get to the taxi. And I'm trying to talk to the guy. He doesn't speak. He speaks a little bit of English. Calls another guy over. It's this whole conference of people. I'm just trying to get to a beach nearby because that's where they want to go. I'm trying to get to a beach, and I look over at my wife, and I say, hey, feel free to jump in any minute here, because I have no idea what I'm talking about. you know? And she looks at me, and she goes, I'm just trying not to be sick right now.
So. I get it. I mean, going on a cruise, you can get seasick, and it kind of throws you off, but it sounds like you were hustling. It doesn't sound like you were a jerk, so.
No, but we did eventually, found a beach.
These are the days of your lives.
And I thought we found a real sketchy beach too. Like the walkway had like eroded away, and then there was a bunch of locals smashing clams on the rocks, but the rocks were actually the steps. It was weird. Mexico was bizarre. I got to be honest with you.
Well, no, I don't think I want to go on a.
Dirt in my boots, John Party, B105. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Some angel today, Lauren Wells, with a uplifting story we all need.
Yeah, so I saw this, and this is right up my alley. So this was posted by the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. They caught this all on camera. It's not really an angel, but it's an inspirational and cute story. So 3 years ago, this couple, Rob and Sarah, we don't know their last names, they met at the Terminal 3 Chili's. At this airport.
At O'Hare.
Okay. Well, they returned yesterday. They were going on a trip and the airport was in on it. He proposed to Sarah at this Chili's 3 years after they first met in the Chili's. But the whole airport was in on it. They have a long red carpet. There are people eating in the Chili's as well. So that kind of takes some of the romance out.
Well, it's a busy airport too.
Yeah, but they have a red carpet. There's flowers on it. She knew right away what was happening. You know, I don't know that I'd want to be proposed to at a Chili's, but I have been seeing a lot of people eating Chili's lately, so actually I do get it.
You don't have to. You don't get to pick where you're proposed.
And it's like, it's cute. That's where they met. She knew right away. And then there's like a huge crowd of people gathered watching them.
That's kind
of
neat. That's where they met.
It's really, really cute. So
yeah,
I love it.
Something good to come out of O'Hare. Crazy airport.
You could have seen this yesterday.
We didn't go through O'Hare.
Oh, I thought you did.
We went through Midway. I've never been through Midway. Have you ever been through that airport before?
I don't think I have.
It's less busy than O'Hare. Okay. I found a really cool place too. I'm going to talk about later.
All right.
A gaming place that you can.
I think I saw that on Snapchat.
She Snapchats everything.
I know. Like, that's why I knew when you finally got home. I was like, oh, Ken's home.
You knew before I knew?
I knew you were on your way.
Oh, my gosh. Megan Maroney on B105. So what happened at the Superior? What was it? What's the name of that place? That hotel burned down. Did you see that?
Yeah, the Superior Inn, right?
Did it burn down on the way? I haven't seen it yet. I didn't drive by it.
You know, I have not seen an update on it, but I saw the video initially, like I said all morning. Like, it was just so much happened last week when you were gone.
I know.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. I don't know like what caused it. I don't know what the current state of it is now, but
it was under renovation, estimated $1 million. Holy cow. That's a bummer. I didn't know that. So much happened when I was gone. It's like
so much happened when
I get worried now because every time I go on vacation, I come back and the world's falling apart, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe I should. Riley Green, different round here, B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and that'll be it for us. We'll see you tomorrow. You have a great day. Joe Danger is coming in next. Listen while you work and have a terrific Tuesday. National Soup It Forward Day, too. Don't forget.
Someone bring Ken some soup.
You're going to bring me your chicken noodle soup, aren't you?
You don't want anything out of my kitchen or my home right now.
You don't have a kitchen.
I don't have a kitchen. Don't have a kitchen. I have like maybe one-fourth of one.
You can make your soup in your crock pot next to your couch.